Hello, I'm Amanda McNulty with Clemson Extension and Making It Grow, and this is a Making It Grow Extra, one of our podcasts. Adam Gore is here, and Adam has a lot of background in turf, and because of that, he particularly is interested in people's using fertilizer and using it appropriately. We talked earlier in a previous podcast about what's on a fertilizer bag and how the different nutrients that are in there work in the soil, and now we're going to talk about how to try to choose the right fertilizer and how to apply it correctly as far as timing and all of that. So, Adam, what's the best way to figure out what your turf grass or your vegetable garden needs?
Yes, ma'am. Just with any plant, it's great to know that you can go to your local store and buy fertilizer, but if you just go buy blindly, you may be setting yourself up for failure and throwing your money away. So the very first thing that I always recommend is to do a soil test. It is $6 to know exactly what's going on in your soil. And the important thing to remember is that you're trying to grow in a very wide area, whether it is an acre or 15 square feet. The soil that is right underneath your feet is going to be completely different than what is, 5 feet from you or 100 feet from you. So when we do these soil samples, if you go to your local extension office, they have little brown bags.
Yes.
Or you can get a quart freezer bag and fill that up with little samples from all around the yard. And what it does is we average all that soil together.
Okay.
So it gives you a better idea of what to treat your entire property with instead of just what's right at you.
Because the dog could have gone to the bathroom in one spot. Somebody could have spilled something one day.
Exactly.
You could have rent something out,
yes,
a cooler,
ma'am,
or something, and that one little area could be way
right
off.
And we call them microclimates.
Okay.
So, and depending on what you want to grow, it also controls how deep you take your soil sample.
All right.
If you're going for a home lawn, we're sampling 2 to 4 inches.
Because that's about how deep the roots are going to be?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
If you have 8 to 10 inch roots, you're doing fantastic, and and bravo. But when we're trying to really just average out, we go 2 to 4 inches. Now, if we're doing vegetable gardens or some other types of deeper rooting plants, trees and whatnot,
sure,
then we're going 4 to 8 inches.
All right.
Because a lot of the roots, whether they are grass roots or tree roots, the size may be different, but where the feeding happens is still the same. It's still in that topsoil areas where,
okay,
a lot of these nutrients are going to be most available.
So if I had a brand new piece of property, I really would want to do, even though I might sample all over, I would want to do one that was 4 inches deep, 2 to 4 inches for my turf.
Yes, ma'am.
And then I might at the same time go right next door and do one in,
yep,
10 or 12 spots that was 8 inches deep, because it's going to vary depending,
exactly,
on what plant's going to be there.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am. And the other great thing about so once you take that sample, you bring it to your extension office, and we're here. We ask you, and I ask every person, what do you want to grow? And then that's where you start getting your custom ordered soil analysis, and you can select whatever you want to grow. We've got codes for pretty much anything you can think of.
So it's like fruit trees, camellias, azaleas, vegetables.
Yes, ma'am.
Annuals, roses.
Yes, ma'am.
All kinds of things.
Agronomy, forestry, home lawns, gardens, everything.
Okay.
And we just send it off. And depending on the how the labs run that week, you can get your report in about 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And it gets emailed to you, or if you pay the extra dollar, the report gets mailed to you. And what that will tell you is exactly what is going on with your soil. It gives you the listing of your major nutrients, except for nitrogen, because we just accept we're going to add that every year. So it gives you all your major nutrients. And at the bottom of it, it gives you a bunch of codes that sometimes people can go cross-eyed looking at.
Yeah.
But it tells you exactly what you need to do to your soil based off the time of year and during what part of the plant growth cycle. With tomatoes, we fertilize once at the beginning.
Yes.
And about halfway through, once you start to see some of those blooms start to break out.
Okay.
So it gives you advice like that. And again, the extension's here for if there is some confusion, we are here to interpret that.
But, and the people, excuse me, but I think the people at if they call the office and the agent isn't there, I believe the people at HGIC
yes, ma'am.
Are very accommodating about
yes.
helping you with your soil results and
yes,
the
ma'am.
Comments as well.
Very.
And one of the things that people a lot of times tell me they never even think about is lime.
Yes, ma'am.
But pH is, why is pH so important?
pH is so I don't know if I said it's so important. Because at a certain acidity, these nutrients are the most available to a plant. If you think of pH as a scale, go from 1 to 14, obviously
yes.
you can go outside those. 7 is what you would think of as most water, your basic water.
Okay.
If you hear people talk about alkaline soils, that means the pH is above 7, between that 7 and 14. Versus your acidic soils is 1 to 7. What most plants, not all plants, but most plants want something in the acidic range.
But slightly acidic.
Slightly acidic.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, blueberries want something a little more
yeah,
acidic.
They're an exception.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
But we're thinking 6 to 6.5.
Yeah. And that's because the nutrients that we talked about when we talked earlier, all of them are going to be somewhat available in
yes,
that
ma'am.
Little window. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And if you get too far one way or the other, some of the nutrients are tied up in other
yes, ma'am.
Compounds that the plant can't use.
Right.
So it's real important to get the pH right, because otherwise you can be putting things out there and the plant just can't use them if they're going to get tied up in some weird compound, aren't they?
Right. And I've seen so many analyses where the phosphorus and the potassium and calcium levels are listed as excessive.
Yes.
And their pH is 7.4.
Oh.
And they're like, well, I can't grow anything. Well, here's your problem. You've been putting out too much calcium or too much phosphorus. So you're making your soil where your plants can't grow. You're creating this environment. So this is when we start to make adjustments to our fertilization. But the difficult thing is it's not a quick fix. We have to make these adjustments slowly because we can't rush the soil any faster than it wants to go.
Okay.
So that's why it's important to know what you're putting out and why you're putting out and how much to put out before you do it.
And the timing can be important too.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, lime, which is what we use to lower pH, correct?
Increase it.
Yeah, increase pH. I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Well, here I am. Let me just go home and hang up my hat. Is slow.
Yes, ma'am.
And so we tell people they need to get that out as soon as they can. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Most of the time, your calcium isn't going to make an effect on pH or really make a difference for at least 4 months, closer to 6 months.
Okay.
So whenever we start saying making recommendations for your typical summer garden, you need to be soil testing in January. That way, come February, your calcium, you can find out, okay, I need to put lime at this amount now so that when I actually need it, it's there.
Okay. And also, lime, once you get it, it's not like nitrogen. It tends to stay.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's kind of slow to move. So if you're just top dressing, you really need to get it out there. But it will move down into the soil, won't it?
Yes, ma'am. Most nutrients all nutrients are slowly going to leach through the soil.
Okay.
Some just take
a
long time.
Okay.
Like our heavy metals, they're going to stay there for a long time.
Yeah. But we don't encourage people to use that fast-acting hydrated lime, do we? Can it burn? Haven't we heard it's just a little too hot sometimes?
Yes, ma'am.
So don't get talked into, as you said, don't think you can rush the system.
Right. And there's two methods to putting out these things. You can go all at once,
mm-hmm.
or you can go very spoon feed. The problem is if you try to go all at once, you can see that burn.
Ah.
You know, plants only can take so much at one time. It's imagine trying to feed yourself at a buffet. You can't eat all of the food. You know, at that point it becomes detrimental, just like if you try to dump everything at once. So,
and yeah. fertilizers are salts mostly, aren't they?
They are, yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
You have your organic and your inorganic. your inorganics are going to be more of a salt where you start to see the burns. One of the popular things about the organic fertilizers is there's less risk of burning,
okay.
if at all.
Okay.
Just against that is they are slower.
Uh-huh.
Because most of the time they are not in a soluble form that a plant can take up right when it hits it. So it has to have a little bit of a breakdown. So it is a little bit slower, but there's less risk of burns.
So if you're a vegetable grower on a commercial scale and you really need to get things up and going, it's harder to achieve that with an organic fertilizer.
Yes, ma'am. And that's one of the things you have to plan ahead.
Yeah.
And then with fertilizers, you can do the liquids or you can do granulars. And it really depends on how quick of a reaction do you need.
Okay. But so the main thing is get this soil test done early.
Yes, ma'am.
And do you need to do it every year?
Every year.
Every year.
Every year. Because as we make these additions, there's going to be changes over time.
Okay.
So, you know, just like if I eat a lot of chocolate cake for a holiday,
uh-huh.
I weigh myself to see, okay, how much change has there been? So all we're doing is just weighing the soil to see what changes need to be made.
Okay. Well, and so we really can give people specific recommendations for certain parts of their yard. And if they're willing to go out, and the cost is minor, when you look at what people pay when they get to the checkout counter for those fertilizers and things, good heavens, even if you did three different soil samples, that's what, $18?
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, that's less than you're going to pay for any one of the items you've got.
Exactly.
And you're going to have so much better results.
Yes, ma'am.
And then the plants that you buy, all of that stuff, I mean, it really is the critical thing to start with.
Yes, ma'am.
And just what it means is you have to plan a little bit and not be just making these rash snap judgment decisions.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, thank you for encouraging us to think and plan ahead.
Yes, ma'am.